computer.
How about
Share.
you learning Sukkah, Mishnah Sukkah?
Okay, that's good. That'll connect. Right?
Okay.
So this is Project Emra, the end of Emra, right? It talks about the Feast of Tabernacles, because I love the word tabernacle. There we have Shimon drawing tabernacle. Let me just say that 20 times fast. Tabernacles, tabernacles.
Oh, that's funny.
Tabernacles, tabernacles. Yeah. We like the word tabernacles. Okay, so we're talking about tabernacles, right? We're going, what are we sitting in these tabernacles for? Right, that's because the public says that, right? Pasukot, right? Thou shalt dwell in thine tabernacles for 7 days. Called Zrach Yisrael Yeshua Sukkot, every citizen shall dwell in a sukkah. L'man yedu dorotechem, so that your generations will know. Ki basukot hashavti May B'nai Israel dwell in these tabernacles, both Siyot HaMeretz Yisrael when he took them out of Egypt, and the Hashem Elokeichem. Okay? Famous
Rabbi
pasuk.
Foreman has a, I guess other people too, but Rabbi Foreman has a whole thing on Basukot is the place where they
Rabbi
stop.
Shimon has mentioned that.
Yeah.
That is not the classical
I know.
argument about what it means. That is definitely worth talking about. It's a great idea. And it
Not
certainly
here.
goes to the
Right.
idea that Sukkot is in Tishrei, is in Nisan, where it belongs. But it's not, right?
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah.
Gemara and Sukkah, obviously, that's not where we're going to go. It's a fascinating idea. The Tanya Gemara says, Basukot Hashavti Bnei Yisrael, I brought Bnei Yisrael to Sukkot, Anei Kavod Hayu, right? These Sukkot we're talking about that we're supposed to remember were the clouds of glory that surrounded Bnei Yisrael, that sense of the Shechina. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkacz says that. Rabbi Akiva, actually his Talmud said, Omer, Sukkot Mamash, just like that. These are real Sukkot. They made little huts. And that's what we're supposed to remember. And so we know that the Torah paskens, right? This is an Agadic that has a decision. L'halacha, at least according to the Torah, Telakatuv, Mitzvah Sukkah, B'si Mitzrayim. The Pasuk, the text ties the sukkah to going out of Mitzrayim, Basukot sha'omer katuv shoshivenu bahem, and these sukkot that Hashem brought us, it made us dwell in, heim anei kavod shekifan bahem, that these are the clouds of glory that surrounded them, leval yakeh bahem sharsareh v'shemesh, that they should not be bothered by the heat or the sun, or the dryness of the sun. Sukkot. And representing that, we are commanded to make our own little huts. They should use cornerful tub in our tubs. We should know God's wonders. So the Bach points out that the Torah is a halachic work, right? Predecessor of Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't bring in Haggadah. Why do I tell us what the Haggadah reason is? So the Bach says, yeah, no, this is a point. Iklametach, we could make a diuk. We could analyze this. B'divrei Rabbeinu, the words of the Torah, Rabbi. She'ein zeh migdar ko b'chiburo zeh, that is not his usual way in this work. L'va'er hakavana, to talk about the reason for mitzvah. Shum mikra,
What Midar Ko is whose Derech?
the dark of the Torah. So
Oh, this is
he,
not the Torah
no,
speaking
this is the
now.
Bach.
This is
This
someone
is the Bach
else.
commenting on the Torah,
Oh, got it. Okay.
and that the
Okay.
Torah doesn't usually in this work, right? The Baal Turim, obviously, have lots of Agadata. Our scroll did a whole Baal Turim, say, Chumash. But in the book that we call the Torah, it's all halacha. It's not his way to include the Kabbalah and the meaning of the Pasuk in the Torah.
Okay.
He's there to decide rules. Ola wrote Minhag, tell us that way we're supposed to act. Minhag. And here now he's going out of his way, going on, darshing the pasuk of Basukot Teshuv. Yearly, Lamar. So it would seem to me that I would say, because the public says, Lama'an yedu dorotechem. That so that you will know, Lokima mitzvah ketikuna. Then you didn't actually fulfill the mitzvah correctly. If you don't know the kavana. Right, you have to the pshasha. So he's got to just tell you, right, this is the meaning you should have in mind when you're seeing a sukkah. Think about the anay kavod. Right? You might disagree with it, you might say you should hold like Rabbi Akiva, but this actually makes a difference for the halacha. Right? You're supposed to think, be thinking about something here. And therefore, that he explained that his understanding of the Peshat Pasuk, the Ikar Kavana B'Shiva Sukkah, that the essence of this Hashem made us dwell in Sukkot, to use Kriyat Yitzchak Mitzrayim, remember Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the Anei Kavod. Okay, we need to understand it. So, Anei Kavod are one side of this. We've talked about that before. I like talking about that a lot, but we're going to look at the other side. What does it mean to think about Rabbi Akiva's Sukkot Mamash? What are we thinking about? And why have a holiday dedicated to the cheap huts, right? I mean, lots of miracles happened in the wilderness. We don't have a holiday, remember the man or the be'er. What's with this?
But
And
we
then,
have Lech Mishnah. I guess that's not a halacha, is it?
yeah, it's much weaker halacha. It's not, it's really not Torah halacha. It's really not a Torah halacha. And then probably, yeah, you should do it. But it's certainly, the Torah said, Laman, they do Dor Yachem. It doesn't say that, doesn't say anything about having two lechem. Okay. So this will start with Rav Breuer, Mordechai Breuer, who was at the Gush, says that, so first that we're going to notice thing, that this parsha is the first time we get introduced to Chag HaSukkot. That term comes here. Okay, I'm going to read the whole paragraph, or most of the paragraph here. This is from the Sefer Parshas. By the Be'er Hashem Moshe Le'emor, Da'ber al B'nei Yisrael Le'emor, go tell B'nei Yisrael, and that they should tell over. V'chamisha'asar l'chorosh hashvi'azeh, that on the 15th of the 7th month, this 7th month, Chag HaSukkot, there will be this Feast of Tabernacles, Shivat Yamim Lashem, for 7 days. We have Mishra Kodesh, Kum Lechav. So it'll be a holy day on the first day. Don't do work, and then Shivat Yamim Takrivu Yishal Hashem. You'll have 7 days of offering korbanot. Ve'yom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Vigrav Tem Yishal Hashem Atzerati. And the 8th day out of those 7 will be its own holiday of the Atzeret, of the stopping the conclusion. Kol Melachot Avodot Hasu. That's Yom Tov. Kol Moed in between, and then it finishes. Eilu Modei Hashem Asher Tigrotam Mikra Kodesh. And these is the entire list, starting from Pesach, going until Sukkot, so that entire section of the Parsha, that you will declare holy convocations, declaration. Akriv Yishal Hashem, you'll be offering your special korbanot, Olah U'mincha, Zebach and Nesachim, along with the sacrifices and the libations, Dvar Yom Yomo, each day itself. Then, but we're going to add something new. On the 15th of the 7th month, aretz, when you gather in the produce of the land that's been out in the summer, the grain's been drying in the fields all summer. Rainy season is going to start. You're bringing it inside now. The fruit's been on the trees. You're bringing that inside right now. The end of the growing season. You're gathering everything together. You'll have a chag, offer a korban chagiga every day for 7 days. B'yom Rishon Shabbaton. Day of rest on the first day, Yom HaShemini Shabbaton, the eighth day or day of rest. Shivat Yamim, you'll celebrate this first 7 days during the year. Tachogu. And then the Sukkot Teshuvut Shivat Yamim, and you'll dwell in these Sukkot for 7 days. Called Zrach B'Yisrael Yeshuvut Sukkot, every citizen shall have dwell in the Sukkot. Man yedu dvar Yachem, kibbo sukkot hoshavti b'nei Yisrael, b'otzi etchem, otam yashu shrayim, ani Hashem alkeichem. So that you will know. And this is where we introduce both the mitzvah of Sukkah and the name of Sukkah. Because there's a mitzvah exists beforehand, but it's not what it's called. Here's in Parshat Mishpatim. Shlosh regalim tachog li b'shanah. You have 3 holidays during the year. Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, Shivat Yamim Tochal Matzot. You'll have the Feast of Matzot. That you'll eat matzah, Kasher Tzviticha, L'Moed, Chodesh Aviv, during the spring month. Kivo Yetzad Mitzrayim, L'Yiru Panayra, and you'll do Aliyah Regel. You'll come and you'll bring your Korbanot. And B'Chag HaKatzir, B'Kurei Masecha, Asher Tizra B'Sadeh, and you'll have the Harvest Festival, which is Shavuot, when you harvest your grain. Hasid and this gathering festival, but say that's not the end of the year, the conclusion of the year, it's the beginning of the next year, conclusion of the growing season. That's your other holiday, Chag HaAsif. Or in Kitisa.
Funny that it says B'tzeit Hashanah, but it's really B'vo Hashanah.
Well, it's the
It's like,
tzeit of the, it's the asbacha and the tzeit of the last year.
okay, right.
Right. I mean, yes, it's
Right.
the beginning of new year, but agriculturally, you're basically finishing up last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And we put in Kitisa, Chag Matzot, right? The feast of Matzah, right? 7 days. I showed tibi ticha as I just commanded you. Lamoid chodesh aviv, in the spring month. Ki bachodesh aviv yatzatim Mitzrayim, kos yirat Egypt. And then Chag Shavuot taseh lecha, and right here it's called Shavuot, right? The feast that's because it's 7 weeks after the first beginning of the grape barley harvest, the Omer. Taseh lecha b'kirik etz yechitim as you start to harvest your wheat. B'chag HaAsif to Gufat HaShana, the turning, it's called the turning of the year. I like that better.
Yeah.
Say the year, that's the way it's expressed
No,
here.
but it's agricultural. It's the crop of the last year. Right.
That's your, the Asif side of it is clearly last year.
Right. Good.
It's Chag HaAsif. So in Sefer Shemot called Chag HaAsif, now we have a called Chag HaSukkot.
What does Tekufat Hashanah mean?
Like Hakafot, the turning of the year.
Oh. Tekufah is a like a
Season.
period of time.
Right. It means it is a season in that sense of the years coming
Oh,
back.
okay.
But here it's in this, it means it literally the turning of the year.
Okay.
Okay. So what changes? Right? Was Chag HaAsif, now it's Chag HaSukkot. So the Gra, Vilna Gaon explains what that was. Because he starts with a different question. Famous question of the, it's the Bach who first asked that. No, it's the Torah. Sukkot Tishrei. Right? Why is Chag HaSukkot? If it's there, my Torah tells us, so you should know how you went out of Egypt. Why is Sukkot in Tishrei? Why is it not Nisan? Why don't we just have this one holiday where we eat our matzahs in the sukkah? Okay. I mean, if you're going to go with Sukkot as the place, it makes even more sense. It should be right, 1 day of the Seder. Second day should be the sukkah holiday when they went to
Yeah.
Sukkot, right? That
Yeah.
would make sense. Have it all done at once. Right. Right. So, and he explains this, Kevan shu neged hekef Anei Kavod, right? It corresponds to these being surrounded by the Anei Kavod, the clouds. Arai lasot b'nisan, right? We should have done that in Nisan. Ki b'nisan yatichilat hekef ananim. That's when they start. When they left Egypt, that's when it's all described. They were led by the pillar of cloud and the pillar of smoke. They left with the Anei Kavod with at Yetziat Mitzrayim. It should be in Nisan. Why Tishrei? Famous question. Many answers given. Here's the graph. Of Alnira, it seems to me, Lefi Shekasha Aswata Egel, right? When they made the Egel HaZahav, Nistalkuha Ananim, they lost the Anei Kavod. Right? That's the symbol of the Shekhinah, that sense that they are inside the place where God is. They lost that.
A shady place.
Right? The Shel Kenefecha of Hashem, right?
I know, but I like that very beginning thing about it protected us from the sun.
Az lo chazru ad shehitchilu la'asot ha'mishkan, and didn't come back. When did Shekhinah come back? When they started making the Mishkan. That's the right. They make an egel azahav. Hashem said, "I'm gonna wipe you out." Moshe prays, so don't wipe them out. I said, "Fine, but no Shekhinah." Right? I'm not going with them. They can go to Israel by themselves. That's all Project Kisa. And then Moshe negotiates, and Hashem says, "Fine." And Moshe goes back up to get the Lukkot the second time on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And when does he come down?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur. Moshe Yerad Yom Kippurim. Okay. Machrat Yom Kippur. And then the next day he says, you know what, Hashem given command, we're going to build a Mishkan. Tishrei. They spent 2 days collecting Yom Tishrei, Yudala, and they took their stuff on the 14th. And when do they start building the Mishkan? The Tetvav. It says when they started, that first hammer went into the, or the first gold started beating, as Kavod. Hashem said, good. That's when Hashem says, okay, you're forgiven. We're going to build this Mishkan. And the Adonai Kavod came back. And that's what Sukkot is. Basukot Hashavti B'nei Yisrael, you'll see it in Tamei Eretz Yisrael. It's not talking about Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's talking about the return of the Adonai Kavod after Yom Kippur. Kachan Hasim Sukkot B'Tetvav Tishrei. That's why it's in Tishrei. That's the Torah.
Wait, the Ananeha Kavod, is that in the Torah connected to Sukkot, or that was the already the Rabbanim's talk about it?
That's the Rabbanim talk about that specifically. I mean, okay, so that whenever the Kavod Hashem appears, it's talking about Anan. So Hashem says that I will not dwell among them after the Egel Zahav, and then says, when you build the Mishkan, I will. Right? Assume it doesn't keep
But
itself.
did we see it yet? And how did it come up in connection with Sukkot?
So
Ooh,
we're
who
making a
said it?
connection, but that's the Gra saying that the Shekhinah coming back was the Anane Kavod. That's the Gra's innovation. That the Torah always calls the Vayar Kavod Hashem as the Anan makes that connection there. And it's the Gra saying, well, if there's no Shekhinah, there's no Ananim. Shekhinah comes back, right? We have a sense of divine among us. That's what the Ananim were. So that's what the Ananim came back after Yom Kippur. And that's what we're celebrating, which is why it's Sukkot is in
So
Tishrei.
it's a not just over 40 years, but it's a discrete moment in history. They came back. That's the day we have a holiday.
Okay, the Meshech Chachma connects it to what we said about the text. It's Chag HaAsif. It's all those before they start building the Mishkan. Kitisa, right? This is in Shemot Chakimot, so it's in Mishpatim, and Kitisa is Chag HaAsif. Tamal pi divrei Agara. So this works well according to the Gra. When they got the second Luchot, Moshe Yoram and Ahar, Kavod, Tetav Tishrei, and the Anakim came back when they start, when they, you know, when they started rebuilding the Mishkan, Tistavu, and when they were commanded about making, that's when they commanded to make that this holiday of Sukkot known. As Kodem Dibrot, so therefore, before the second Luchot, right, Nikra Chagasif. It was a different, you know, the holiday was there, but it had a different emphasis. Okay, they get, you know, when that, with that Yom Kippur, that first Yom Kippur, they get the Luchot again, Hashem forgives them, the nature of Chag HaSukkot changes, the Feast of Tabernacles. Before it was Chag HaSif, which is an agricultural holiday, it's important, right? Thanksgiving, right? We're getting all of our stuff, we need to thank Hashem, we have all our stuff, that's wonderful. And that the mitzvah of sukkah was there, but a different emphasis, right? It was the idea that the sukkah represents the fact that, you know, we think we're all rich and happy, but really not. We're all living.
So when it said Laman Yedu, was that with Sukkot or was that with
That's
Ha'asif?
our parasha. That's Sukkot. That was Sukkot Hoshav B'nei Israel. Okay, so from looking at the, you know, he's going back and he's looking at Laman Yedu. But he's almost, so Rashbam says it's the Sukkot Mamash way. What does Lamanya do there to him? But we're saying, well, that was kind of the meaning there before Yom Kippur, and we have a new meaning afterwards. It's not, the old meaning is not gone, but we now have two different aspects of it together. But according to Pshutok, Dibre Amrim, Mesachat Sukkah, Sukkah Mamash. But when you're talking about, we're remembering that they had Sukkot in the desert. In the wilderness, there were sukkahs, there were huts. That has nothing to do with miracles and Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's related to the fact that this is an agricultural holiday. Sukkot related to gathering in.
But they didn't have agriculture in the desert.
That's his point. That when we're going to see that when you come to the land and you have all this food and you think you're so
Oh.
great, remember that you really are just as tenuous as it was back then in the wilderness when you had nothing
Oh.
and you're dependent on God. So we're going to recreate that wandering around in the wilderness thing so that you remember that.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
When you gather in your produce, and you'll have houses full of all the goodness, the dagan, v'tirosh, grain, wine, oil, lamantis kurus, so that you'll remember that back in the wilderness, right? Like you said, that it was for 40 years of wandering the wilderness. They were living in temporary huts below Yishuv, outside of civilization, below Nachala, no ownership of land. Then therefore, that's why you will give thanks to the one who gave you this inheritance. And the batim lehem kol tov, these houses full. And don't say, kochi ba'osem yadi, that I did this. I'm a great farmer, I'm rich. So we go out of our houses with all the stuff, bizman at this time when we are gathering everything together, and we look at all the produce we have, Yoshim Sukkot, and we dwell in these tabernacles, lizikaron. So remember, Shlo hayolahem nachal, they didn't have inheritance, v'lo batim they didn't have house living. That's why it's there in this time when you're gathering your produce in, and the way Rav Breuer puts it, that Israel is charged to view their existence in the land of Israel as a continuation of their journey in the wilderness. Even as they are supported by the land in a natural manner, they should see themselves as eating manna coming down from heaven. This faith is not easily acquired. Easy to see God's hands in a one-time act of salvation. It is much more difficult to see his hand in day-to-day natural existence. Okay? So that's true, and that's still true. But after that first Yom Kippur, there's this new aspect, which is the Ananei HaKavod aspect. Hashem forgave us for the Chet Egel HaZahav, and therefore, and this is all comes from Rav Rosenzweig's at YU, that Yom Kippur and Sukkot are connected with their new holidays. Right? They had, back in Parsha Kitisa, they had Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, and Chag HaAsif. Rosh Hashanah is a separate story about where that comes from. We're not going to touch that one today. That's a good question. But he says that Yom Kippur, and this is the reinterpreted Sukkot, right? The old Sukkot, Chag HaSif, was all there. But this Chag HaSukkot is a new one. And he says that both of them are introduced to the word ach. If you look at the pasuk in our parsha, keep
Ach.
the you know, keep ma'as pes matzah. You have the Omer. You'll count to Shavuot. You have Rosh Hashanah, and then ach be'esrei lachodesh. But on the 10th of the 7th month, Yom Kippurim, and ach b'chamisha asar. But okay, introduced with ach, an exclusionary phrase. Use of ach binds the two holidays together and establishes each as sui generis. A great phrase.
This well, we have ach. V'samachta b'chagecha
Ach
v'hayita
Sameach, which is also talking about Sukkot, by the way, specifically. Right? But the even just introducing of saying that, okay, but, right? It's not a negative ach.
I know. It has a different
It
meaning
sounds like,
now.
hey, well, that's what you think, because you got to so many more holidays, right? Okay. Ach, there you go.
Right. Oh, you have to build something. Ugh.
Okay. And furthermore, Torah depicts both these unique festivals as periods in which the Jewish people stand before the divine presence. Okay? It uses that phrase, right? By Yom Kippur, l'chaper lechem lifnei Hashem lokechem. That appears by Yom Kippur. And on Sukkot, it's v'smachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Okay.
That right? Because this is the sense of being lifnei Hashem lokechem, specifically. You're in the presence of God now, right? This is the Ananei HaKavod, the Shekhinah coming back. Before Chet HaEgel, the Shekhinah was ever present. right? Before Chet Egel, right after they get the Aseret Dibrot, Mamre Har Sinai, Hashem tells them, "Nizbach Adamat HaSeli, you will make a mizbeach, an altar of dirt. Don't make a whole. You don't need a whole building. A pile of dirt's fine. Zatolav, you'll offer offerings there. Offerings there. Chol makom asher azkira shmi, whatever place I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and bless you." As far as it says, "Lo tzarech limshoch hashkafet ti elecha beemtzamim." Emtzayim shel kesef zahav zotah. You're not going to need the silver and the gold. The whole building, the whole Mishkan, again, the Mishkan was a response to the Chet HaEgel. Views of Rashi and Sforno, right? That wasn't necessary beforehand. I'll just come, I'll bless you, it's everything there. Whatever you need me, I'm there. Chet HaEgel, we lose that.
Wait, so looking chronologically, so they come out of Egypt, they get the Torah,
Right,
and
they
in
get
the
the
Torah, it tells them, keep Sukkot as a holiday.
all right. So the dialogue that's right after Mamre Har Sinai is the one that's in Mishpatim. That's Chag HaAsif. They don't have a whole
And that's
text.
a future, that's like a future holiday.
Well, it's when you gather. It's when they come into Eretz Yisrael.
They didn't keep Sukkot in the desert as a holiday with
That's
Karbanot.
a good question. I don't know that. I suspect not, right? They only had one Pesach, certainly. That's explicit.
They didn't keep Pesach every year.
No. Now,
When
where
did
did
they?
they? As it says it, right? They had Pesach the first year, and that's when they had Pesach Sheni, and they didn't have a Korban Pesach afterwards. Did they keep
Till.
one week till they came in to the land? And then you just describe Pesach when your time Yeshua. Now, did they offer the Karbanot in that time? Probably. Did they not eat chametz in that week? Possibly. I don't know. Did they sit in, if they were sitting in huts anyway that they assembled, did they make sure they had kosher schach to that 1 week? I don't know. Probably. I would
But
imagine
there's
so.
also Sukkot. Wasn't Sukkot also in Yeshua like a big deal when they celebrated for the first time or something in Yeshua? No?
Yeshua doesn't mention Sukkot. Sukkot's
No.
mentioned in Tanakh in, well, it's called Hachag, but when Shlomo builds the Beit Hamikdash, it overlaps with Sukkot, which is called the Chag then. And then where it's made a
Oh.
big deal about is in Ezra when they come back.
Oh, that's when it was. Yeah,
They make a big deal about it.
right.
It was there. So again, they don't have a text of the Torah after Mamre Har Sinai, right? The actual scroll wasn't written until the end of the 40 years.
That's very confusing.
No, so when we said we got the Torah,
Right.
good. What we got was we stood there and we heard Yesharei Dibro. And then Moshe was told these halachot that we have in Parshas Mishpatim. A bunch of halachot there that
And
were,
then he writes them down.
and usual understanding is Megillot, Megillot. Now that as they were going through, he was writing them down through that time. So you don't really get any halachot until after,
Written.
Kippur.
You don't get written.
Written on, but even just sitting and teaching them, right? Because he comes down and he breaks the halachot, and he spends the next 40 days negotiating, and then he spends another 40 days back on Har Sinai. He comes down to Yom Kippur and then starts giving the halachas.
And then over the 40 years, more and more and more.
So the usual that's a machloka between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, how much the detail was given at Mamre Har Sinai and simply repeated and written down over the 40 years, or were new details given later on.
But we don't get a written scroll
Until
until.
the very end, right? Torah says that. Writes it down all at the very end. Okay.
I mean, right. Okay,
I mean,
so.
that's the way it is. The chronology is presented in the Torah. Okay. So before the Chet HaEgel, we don't have a holiday per se celebrating the Yom Kippur, the presence of Shekhinah. It was there. Now we didn't have this day of Yom Kippur. It kind of brings the Shekhinah down, that kind of intense holiness. And then Sukkot, we bring it into our homes, right? Bring the Ane Kavod into our homes, okay? And that's why both of those are specifically called Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Those ones before God. And Rav Olson, his Rosh Yeshiva in Beit Midrash HaGadol, Lakewood, notes that Sukkot is missing something. And this,
What?
we're going to look at the text. We got to look at the text. What's Sukkot missing? And this is the presentation in Re'eh, in Devarim, right? Zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. Like you said, all the holidays, you're going to offer Korban Pesach, son of a car, and you're going to have sheep and your cattle, your chagiga, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, in the place that God chooses. This is all about the centralization, it's all about the Beit HaMikdash, the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Shakein Shem Hashem, that God would choose to place his name there. And Vasita Chag Shavuot Hashem Elokecha, and you also have a holiday of Shavuot. Misat nedavat yadcha asher titein, and the offerings of what your generosity of your hand, kasher v'rachakah Hashem Elokecha, whatever God blesses you with, samachta, etc. Everyone, everyone's gonna celebrate. Excuse me, but makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shemo sham. Right, the place where God will choose to place His name. And then Chag HaSukkot, you'll have a holiday of Sukkot for 7 days, migorcha, when you get in the gathering of your produce. The place that God will choose. And I put the look, the Torah doesn't have a question mark there. I put to point out what's missing there, that phrase. God will bless you, but there's no l'shaken shemo. God will choose that place, but not say it's for the Shekhinah, for the l'shaken shemo, right? The sense of the Shekhinah by presence. So this is Yeruchim Olshan, again, Rosh Yeshiva in at Lakewood. Hatam shelo nemar l'shaken shemo sham b'chag HaSukkot. So why? My mouse died. My mouse just. That's weird. Okay. Why does it not say l'shaken shemo sham at Sukkot? Why? Shebechag Sukkot, jesh b'kol echad Yisrael hashrat shchina b'sukkato. Because we're not going to Yerushalayim for the Shechina, right? Because you get the Shechina, right? That's the Ein Kavod, right at home, right outside your door.
But they do go to Yerushalayim.
You have to go to Yerushalayim, Hashem Mo'akom Yisrael HaShem, but it's not for the purpose of experience the Shekhinah there. It's got its own reasons for you. Got to go to Yerushalayim, certainly. But you want to feel the Shekhinah, it's no longer just in Yerushalayim. It's there in everyone's sukkah. That's the Ein Kavod. Therefore, the Torah doesn't highlight Chag HaSukkot. You're not going there so you can feel the Shekhinah there. You're going to bring your carbon there, your master, everything there. It's important to go. But you're not there to feel the Shekhinah there. Kerei Shekhinah nimtzeit kvar b'sukkot shel kol echad ve'echad, because Shekhinah is there in every sukkah. Rakha be'kai Pesach ha'shavot ne'mar shenela beit midash l'makom ha'shekhinah. Right? Those are the holidays. There you're feeling Shekhinah there. There's nothing to bring the Shekhinah in home. Okay, ne'mar b'hem l'shaken sh'mosham. That's why you have the shaken. In b'hem inyan zeh shel chag ha'sukkot doesn't have this same idea that Sukkot has. She'ashchina shruya b'sukkah kol echad Yisrael.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so the
Wait, so
end
when
of
they
the
went up to Yerushalayim and Sukkot, they lived in Sukkot there in Yerushalayim?
yeah, the mitzvah is still there.
Okay.
Right. So it's important to note the mitzvah of lulav is only the first day. Right. We have zecher l'mikdash because in Beit HaMikdash they would carry him 7 days, but we do it all 7 days zecher l'mikdash. So you would so ideally you would go to
Yeah,
Yerushalayim if
but
you could.
they went to Yerushalayim and they built Sukkot there to live in
Yes, for the
and
time that
also
you're in
one at
Israel.
home.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean every hotel presumably had their Sukkot for all the people who were coming. I mean this is something that's true today, right? You go to you got every hotel in Yerushalayim has a sukkah there, right?
And they lived, but the men left to 7 days of Sukkot. And
Well, I mean, you didn't have to go 7 days. You just go the first Yom
oh,
Tov.
you didn't have to go 7 days.
Right. The Aliyah of Leregel was on that first day.
Okay. Then you come home and you have your own Sukkot.
Sukkah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So,
Yep.
Chagas, see, Tziyat Shana, the end of the cycle of Jewish year, right? We've got Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And we've gone through Yom Kippur. You don't need to go to Yerushalayim to experience the divine, right? You go to Yerushalayim to learn that that divine experience was at home the whole time. Okay, so I had to quote the famous story from Rav Nachman. You know the story, the guy who dreamed about the bridge.
No, let's
Okay,
go.
but I found out that this story originally is from 1001 Arabian Nights.
Oh.
Rav Nachman took it because it's a great story. It's a mashal, right? Hamachat Halom, this was from a summary of Rav Nachman's stories from the 1800s by Nathan Sternhetz. And once a person from a certain city dreamed that in the city of Vienna, I assume, that under the bridge there was a treasure. So he went there, and he stood by next to this bridge, and he kept thinking about what he can do. How can he dig there? Because he couldn't do it during, he couldn't do it any of the day during the day because people were just going and coming. He just figured, how can I get there? And one of the police came by and asked him, "What are you doing instead of standing here and thinking, watching the bridge?" So the guy thought, "So fine, I'll tell this police my story. My dream that there's a treasure, so that he'll help me, and we can split up. We'll split the treasure. I'm okay with that." See, parallel. So he tells the police the story. The policeman tells him, answers him, and says, "Why are you dirty pitch? You stupid Jew. What are you listening? What are you paying attention to dreams? Look on me, b'chol me. I had my own dream. Chalamti, and I dreamt. Sheesh, otzar mitachat hanor, that there's a treasure underneath the oven. But by it till Yehudiachav of some Jew, the gar kamakan, and lived in the border city. B'skira irshay ish shushma ish. Right, and I dreamt that when you're in this city that this guy lived in, there's a treasure under his, under this, buried under the oven. You think I'm going to go travel to this city and go break into this Jew's house just to find a treasure?" So the Jew was quiet and went back home. He dug underneath his own oven.
And
What's
he
up?
finds it.
Okay. I mean,
That's a
the
great,
mashal is obvious,
yeah.
right? The treasures was always there, right? You need the hint, the dreams, the advice of other people, everyone to get it there. So you wouldn't necessarily have felt that the Shekhinah in your house there if you didn't have come to from Yerushalayim before. But so we have this idea that our Feast of Tabernacles, because I love the word tabernacles. But Sukkot, it starts with thanking Hashem for our gifts. That's the idea of Sukkot, as hoda'ah for what we have. And become a celebration of the gifts we don't even realize that we have. And that's
Oh,
it, pulls that all together.
very
And
nice.
a day of thanksgiving for everything that we have and that we don't know that we have. And we should. B'hodol Hashem, and you should have a good week.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
I thank him for the shade.
Thanks. That's good. Shade is good. You have a fan. You have a fan in your sukkah?
No.
You could do
People
that.
do that?
Yeah, why not? Like a
Yeah,
whole
why not?
fan or a little portable air conditioner.
No, but we should.
Okay.
Very nice.
Here.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
And
So what, when you said, where does it say, V'samachta b'chagecha, and that it's Sukkot?